Hello. So I was talking to my mother over phone today, and she told me something that rather icked me. And since she's my mother, I cannot disagree with her the way I can disagree with some other chap, like an age mate or even you. So there's this thing first. There are things that your parent can tell you, but you cannot start like arguing or disagreeing. It will just paint a bad picture. Like for me, for example, I'm from a Christian family. My father is a pastor, and there's some things about the Bible that I always want to ask, but I feel like just asking them will just paint a very different type of picture. It will paint an antichrist type of picture, you know? And I don't know, this is just a bad thing to our parents. If there is any parent listening to this, of which I know there are so few, but I know we are all going to be parents one day. That's those questions that your son or daughter can ask you about maybe the religion, and they can just sound out of place. But do you know that's a good quality? If your daughter or son is inquisitive enough to ask questions like that, that is someone who wants to understand the religion better. So don't be quick to judge them that they are starting to display some antichrist like behaviors, because this is what our parents like start thinking, that these guys are starting questioning the word of God, and they start praying for you like you're some maniac, like you're some, like the devil has taken you, you know. Okay, aside from that, that was no issue. So my mother told me that I should not like actually, they'd gone for arurasho. Arurasho in Kenya is known as a bride. Like, it's the bridal party where the family of the man goes and pays the bride to the family of the lady. So the lady happened to be from a tribe known as Kikuyu. There's a tribe in Kenya known as Kikuyu. We have many tribes in Kenya. So there's a tribe known as Kikuyu, and this lady was a Kikuyu, and this man was my tribe. I am Kisi. So my mother told me that I should not consider dating a Kikuyu or marrying a Kikuyu. Okay, in my head I was like, what the fuck? This is such dumb advice coming from my mother, but I can't tell her that this is dumb advice for obvious reasons. So I just go ahead and ask her a simple why, and she gives me a fucked up generalization, like Kikuyu girls are gold diggers. They just want to use you and dump you. Then they lure you to give them your money. Then they dump you. Then they have money at the end of the day, and you don't have money at the end of the day. But there's just something about generalizations that don't sit well in my head. Like, you can't say that all Kikuyu ladies are that way. Okay, the fact that majority in your lifetime are that way doesn't mean that in my lifetime, in my perspective, they'll all be that way. Because there are exceptions out there. That's a fact. And for us, for me, I'm a Kisi. And if we were to base like our judgments on generalizations, no one will be actually marrying us or dating us, because we are known to be sorcerers and night runners. Okay, that's all. I just wanted like to talk to you about it. And you guys, if you feel like it's something that you vibe with, you can tell me your stories. Enjoy.